Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Hello, Veronica Vargas. Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting, a Life Unscripted. I'm so grateful to have you here today. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm really excited to play with you today.
Oh, I'm excited to play with you. We are going to share a fun topic we've never talked about, and that is how to create your own happy space. We're all in this rigmarole of run, get this done, you know, create and do dinner, exercise, la, la, la. We forget about how to have fun and how to create that connection with our husband, our family, our friends, our workers, all these people. And you're going to help us do that. You are the founder of Shabu Print, which people can see right behind you there, some of the wonderful prints that you offer. Share with our audience before we go deeper into, you know, creating that happy place. How did you come to creating Shabu Prints?
Yeah, well, you know, I think my story is a very common one. I was typically on the job track, earning, you know, working hard for my benefits and my retirement and living for the weekends, just like everyone else did around me. But at some point, doing this started to make me feel a little unfulfilled and depressed. Yeah. And I looked around and I saw everyone else dutifully doing what these societal cultural expectations are, and they were doing all right. How come I wasn't? So I started to think that maybe there was something wrong with me. My heart was telling me that there was more, and I wanted it to be quiet because it was like it wasn't cooperating with the norm. Yeah. And so I was on, you know, the corporate track, and I was looking up ahead at seeing folks more successful than I was, and they weren't any happier for it. So I started questioning what was going on. And one Monday morning in the shower, I had a breakdown, and I started to uncontrollably cry. I didn't feel like I could do it anymore. And at the peak of that moment, I remember hearing another voice in my head that said, look, you've got nothing to lose now, so why don't you do what you love? And I knew, first of all, I remember kind of questioning what that even meant. But I knew that if I was going to continue to live in that context, that I was going to have to do more things that brought me joy. Mm. So I had to go back to the memories of my childhood to even find out what those things were. And I distinctly remember the freedom that I felt when I played and the fulfillment that I felt expressing my imagination, creative writing, and drawing. Wow. So I started to do those things without any expectation of outcome, simply to survive in that current context. Mm. And something interesting happened. My energy changed. My happiness increased. Things kind of started to unravel that quickly evolved in what today is Shabu Prints. So today we create, design, write everything, all of our products to help support adults return back to their happy place like I did.
That is such a fabulous story. And it's interesting. I went through something similar. I was on the way to work and I had this like, I can't go any further. I just cannot get off this train. I can't. And it was interesting. Just before I made that decision that I'm not doing this anymore, I actually did go to work, but I gave my notice. I actually, that couple of weeks prior, was going to work a couple of times and got dreadfully sick. Like, I felt horrible and I had to go back home. And the minute I got home, laid down, I felt better. Because you know what it was? I just didn't want to go where I was going. And until I actually acknowledged, okay, something's not working here. What do I do next? And I first hired a mentor. I went to a lecture and this mentor was in a place that looked so happy. And I was like, I want what she got going on. And she said to me, so what makes you happy? And like you, I'm like, well, I don't know. I just like having coffee and talking to friends. And who would have thought?
That's valid, right? And look at what it's doing. So those are your breadcrumbs. You don't need to have the whole path laid out. I think a lot of folks are afraid to even go there and question that because they're afraid they're going to end up as a unicycler in a circus or something. You know, it's terrifying. It feels like to hope for what you love to do that might mean ruining your sense of security, your security, right? When we are finding folks that have tons of money and going that route can't hardly wait to retire so that they can do their dream anyway. Mm-hmm. So the beauty about being middle-aged at this point in our lives is that we now have a history to look back at and question. So I've been very good daughter and citizen and employee and wife. You get to now ask, how's that working for you? Mm-hmm. And what aspects are working and what aren't? And now you get to ask yourself, okay, so you've done very dutifully what others have expected of you. And if it's not that fulfilling, why not consider the messages in your own heart again?
Absolutely. Yeah. And what's cool is that you mentioned this getting back to your happy place, creating fun. Sometimes you forget how to do that as adults because we're kind of taught that play is for kids. You shouldn't be playing as an adult. And I'm like, well, why the heck not? I mean, one of the ways I've been found a way to have play is going to the gym and doing some fun workouts. Like I do pool workouts. That is that kind of play in the pool that you did naturally as a kid, but now you're like, I have to go to a class and I have to play at the pool. And you're like, it's okay to have fun, people.
Right. That's the whole point. Now, the interesting thing is I kind of go mainstream with this concept. I would say about 60% of the adults I come across are uncomfortable or challenged with the concept of play.
Yeah.
And some get downright angry with me.
Really? Yeah.
Yes, which means I think we're onto something. And I think they get angry. It's because you're asking them to go back to a belief and a perspective that was full of hope, potential, open-endedness, and our life cycle has told us that ain't right. And I was burned by that way of thinking. This is the way to be. Mm. So what it does is it requires you to go back home. And it's a bit of a homecoming to go back to that individual. It's funny how we're born that individual and we're kind of morphed by external messaging. So your happiness lies in the person that was, you know, born, that was supposed to be. So it's getting back there. And for some, it's painful. A lot is painful.
Well, I mean, also some people had an actual painful childhood. So it's like, I didn't actually have that fun part going on. So there might be even that. How do I even create fun when I don't even remember what it was like when I was a kid? So, you know, trying to pull that out of you as an adult, what would that look like for you today that you could experience that and create that in your life?
Right. Well, you know, and I have had some adults tell me that, well, my was a very bad childhood. So why do I want to go back there? My thing is, you know, that was a circumstance. There isn't a human being, I believe, that didn't have a moment, whether it was like running out of your home because you were being abused, going to the top of a hill and looking up to the sky, a skylight, a dog, its eyes, some sort of something that gave you that little window of connectivity again that made you survive that. Those things, this is the beautiful thing about it, are constant. They have not gone away. Those moments of pure connection have not gone away. Our perceptions have changed.
Yeah.
So your circumstances may not have been ideal, but I do think that there is an undercurrent of love, self-love, connectivity that leads to our happiness and that is required to go back to for our happiness.
Yeah. You know what, Veronica, I what I see of children and even myself as a child is that you've got this sense of purity and honesty that when you're a kid, because for me, I did come from a violent background as a kid. And what was interesting, I loved animals. So I lived in Virginia and we had woods behind us when I was a little girl. And I used to go out, hike up far, far away from the house. And I felt connected with every animal in the woods. Like I felt like a deep connection with them. And, you know, you're right. So no matter how bad your circumstances, there's ways that children find to survive those ways in their own way. And I think part of their gifts and talents that help them do that.
Yes. So, you know, that's the important thing is to acknowledge that that is a truth also. Yes, there's a lot of negativity, but yes, that's also there. And so now as an adult, it's becoming aware that those two exist, those two realities. And now you can choose, but that to choose the positive, you probably might need some tools to get there. And that's what Shibu Prince is about. We're creating tools. We have products, and now we're using augmented reality. We have online programs, all designed to help bring that adult back to recognize those, what I call truths, deep truths. So if you boil all this down, it's usually down to a core amount of truths, which is you're really valuable. That everything that you were born with in your DNA is needed So in order for, if you to deny your potential, literally means you're denying, you know, the universe of its potential. And it's, those are hard truths to accept because external messages don't encourage that.
Yeah.
But there's something in the heart flame that recognizes that that's a truth. And so if it's, if we can get through all that stuff and just kind of go hi to that higher heart flame, or see, you know, someone else who's experiencing that, heart connects, that's a magnetism. Yeah. That is undeniable. And that's what we're trying to do, is get through all that stuff.
Yeah. And then what we talked about before the interview is that connection with others. And as we discussed, you can't have that connection with others until you learn to reconnect with yourself. What is it that is my core deep value set that gives me the greatest joy and passion and honesty that I'm living my real self in the world? Until you can discover that about yourself, how can you begin to open the connection for others?
Right. And that's why this whole process is more heart-centered than mind-centered. Mm. And so it's important to use things that you love. That's my, you know, window into figuring out who you are, is to use something or do something that you love. And it could be eating something or being with your pet or with an individual. But what doing something that you love starts to bypass the mind, connect with the heart. And then that real person starts to come out. We happen to use play. Play is known very powerful and poo-pooed tool to access who you really are. Mm-hmm. And psychiatrists say that play is the purest form of love, because you kind of have to accept what you want to do in order to play. So if you're playing and you're really just letting it all out, and all of a sudden you want to kick, or you want to throw something, that's your heart saying, I want to do this, I want to do it. In those moments of pure play, you're actually communicating with your real self again.
Mm.
And that's why it's so powerful. That's why Google has playrooms now. That's why, you know, there's this trend to go back to finding out what your secret sauce is, because ironically, it's always been the key to your personal and even business success, your secret sauce. Who you really are. Ironic.
It is. We're looking in all these other places except right here.
And right here.
What's amazing is we talked before the interview about Shabu Prince being also a wonderful way to connect with people year round, because we get into this, oh, it's someone's birthday, let me go get that card. Oh, you know, it's Easter, it's this, it's an anniversary, let's get the card. How about we connect more than just a DM on Facebook or a little la 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 on Twitter? And do that connection year round. First connecting with ourselves, finding what brings our true joy, and then really connecting year round. That's what you allow people to do with Shabu Prince.
Yes. I actually kind of sway away from the trending, like birthdays and things. We do provide those, but I find that that is more market driven.
Yeah.
It is, again, an external expectation, and that's why they feel so heavy and people actually don't do it.
Yes.
But there is an innate need for folks to connect. And I truly believe that people prefer to send and receive messages of love year round. So we actually encourage year round. Most of our cards are blank or have, you know, a very general message, because they're meant to incite something inside you that wants to play and express yourself. And then we give you the forum to express yourself. But in order to connect deeply and have deep connections with others, does require you to connect with yourself first. Mm. Again, it's this beautiful thing that keeps going back to who you are, exactly as you are, is kind of the whole point. And if you think about it, eons of evolution, and here's the law of nature, has decided to express itself as you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So for us to say, nah, we're not that important, or my natural skill set is not wanted, is basically to say something much bigger, which is to poo-poo something that's much bigger. And so, you know, it's really that important. Exactly as you are, the skill set that you were born with, the thing that you love, or keys to your talents, it's ironic. It's kind of upside down, isn't it?
Yeah. It's interesting how we've gotten so far away from the core of what brings us our humanity and makes us our best through all these external things of, you know, building power, da 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 da. And we're like, you know, because my thing as a 20-year-old is my idea of success is I'm going to build up the corporate ladder. I'm going to be a VP of something, make a lot of money, live in a penthouse, la la la, in New York. And not even halfway there, I was like, shoot me. I hate this.
I'm laughing because I connect with that.
Yeah, right. This is so not where I want to be. But we're told, even from movies, that, oh, this is where you want to. No, not really. But it's great because I had read a book. I forgot the name of it. But the bottom line is they had an exercise to get connected with yourself. And it said, if you could have any dream job you want and you didn't have any strings, plan it out. And even if it's not possible, like money-wise or circumstance-wise, just write it out. Well, mine was spaceship captain. I love Star Trek. I want my own ship. I want to travel the universe. I want to explore. But what was interesting about the exercise, after that, after you plan out your dream career, what's it look like? How is it going down? What parts of that do you have in your everyday life? And I found very little, because the core of why I love the idea of that life is exploration, curiosity, learning, connecting with others. All of that you can have in different ways without being a spaceship captain. So it's just getting to that core of what makes you you and what do you find exciting.
Exactly. Doing what you love and the things that you love are nothing more than breadcrumbs. It's just hints of this way, come this way. Mm-hmm. And so you don't need to make big sweeping conclusions. Well, you know, I love to eat. If I do that, I'm going to be fat. No, that's not the point. You know, it's for you to unravel and discover what it is about that aspect that you love. Maybe it's your senses coming alive or exploration and so all it is a breadcrumb. Doing something that you love doesn't mean you have to change your whole lifestyle or ruin your sense of security. All it is that your natural way is saying, you know, in order to find your fulfillment, you're going to have to come this way. Mm-hmm. Just come this way. And it'll keep giving you something more and what you love. And that's when you can start to hone in on what that is. The more you do what you love, the further down that path, and actually the more clear it becomes.
Yeah. I think sometimes people are waiting, just show me all the steps and I'll go there because I'll feel safe. But really the way it works out is no. You have to take faith in those first couple of steps before you start seeing the rest as they start unfolding like a flower opening up.
Yes, it does. It does mean that you have to accept the fact that you're in partnership with something invisible, and we're uncomfortable with that. And that there's also a greater mechanism happening that you're a part of. You ain't all it. Right? And that's hopeful for me, because if this was it, you know, I kind of like to have the ceiling blown open in my future. I prefer it that way, to be a part of something. So, you know, what it does require you to do is to reconnect with who you really are. And it's a very gentle process, really. Yeah. But we're poo-pooed from that. And actually in business, particularly, if you're doing something that is enjoyable, it's actually considered frivolous or a hobby, isn't it? So there's a lot of mixed conception, but I think we're getting to a point in our society, if you look at current trends, that overall we're now wanting to seek happiness and fulfillment.
Yeah.
We don't even know what that is, but we're realizing that where we're going isn't quite doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And that's what I learned too, that really the idea of success is really created by you. You know, what does your dream life look like? Yeah. Well, we could go on for hours, Veronica. I know we could, but I don't want us to leave without people finding out how they can go to your website, find out more about you, and get some Shabu prints today. How can they do that?
Thank you. Well, you can come to our website at www.shabuprints.com, S-H-A-B-O-O. And there you can have a sign up for a free download on how to unlock your secret sauce. We've got greeting cards. We've got new augmented reality products. We also have online programs. We have a fantastic YouTube channel where you can get your weekly good message that will start your week on and up. Lots and lots of stuff, YouTube, Facebook, all this stuff to keep coming at you to say life is good and who you are is supposed to be. So let's come and play.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's go out there and create fun again. Thank you so much, Veronica, for coming to Savvy Broadcasting Life Unscripted. It's been a joy. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you like this episode, please share. To hear more savvy episodes and savvy biz tips, go to lifeunscriptedradio.com. To become a guest or participate in paid sponsorship, email us at christina@lifeunscriptedradio.com.